Good morning. We had a good song leader, our youth minister, Keith Thompson, take the preaching job at Bigsby, and God provides, doesn't he? I appreciate David. That's a blessing to us. This has been a wild week, and if you were not able to be here last week, the elders and Curtis announced that we have replaced that position, and Zach Foote is starting as our other minister, our youth minister, today. And as I'm excited about that, because I am, because Zach is a good man, he's a godly man, and I'm excited to work with him, and our kids are going to be blessed, and God's timing is perfect, because we've been down a minister on staff, and trust me, I'm glad. Zach, I'll see you in the morning. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. We have a lot to do. I will share a little bit later in today's sermon about what we have going on across the street, our disaster relief center. And so I want to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, the word of the day or the word of the week or past 10 days is overwhelming. Overwhelming, right? And we were not prepared for this. You know, there's things in life that happen that overwhelm you, and you're not prepared. And maybe there's no perfect way to be prepared, but I think you can probably relate to that sentiment and that emotion of being overwhelmed. And we have two or three families in our congregation that have water in their house. A couple of our families in their garage only, and three in their house. And so most of us it wasn't in our house, but it's overwhelming to us, and we can only imagine those that have been truly overwhelmed by this. And so, but what have you anchored to this week? What have you anchored to? A great scripture comes to mind, Psalm 27. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. And this was written, you know, 1000 BC, when chariots were like military tanks, and horses had great might in conquering nations. And but we don't trust in our homes. We don't trust in what the weather's going to do. We can't trust in our own abilities. There's, you know, you learn in times like this that there's only one thing in this world that's certain, and that's God Almighty. Amen. And everything else is uncertain. It's uncertain. It may change, and you don't know when. But we have to anchor to something. And if we pity the world that doesn't know they can anchor to the Almighty. And so that's our message to the world, is He's the one that we trust in and that we need. And just when you think you've seen it all, we haven't seen it all. But Romans 8:28 says, "In all things God works for the good of those who love Him." And we have seen that during all this that's happened in the flooding. We have seen God working good. And church, this is now our time to show what we've been saying all along. It's our time to show what we've been made, what we're made of, and what we've been claiming. And that is, God is good. God is good, and love your neighbor. And we talk about that. We preach that. Hey, if people need something, we'll help. Hey, now's our time to show it. And so you've been doing that, and we're going to have more opportunities. We've just begun. So, you know, that's exciting to me, that we have opportunities to bless people in major ways. And truly, oftentimes, normally when things are usual, you can bless people in small ways, and it's good. But you talk about blessing someone. There's people that we can bless now in major ways, and that's exciting. God works in all things, God works for the good, and I've, you know, I have to brag on Tom and Karen Sism. Main thing I want to say is that Karen, your light that you shine, it shines all the time. And you know, we have a class going on starting today in here Jody Richardson is teaching on Job, and Tom and Karen are our modern day Job, and they've been through many, many, many crises. And here's another one. And I've seen on social media where people comment about, you know, they brag on Karen. They're amazed because Karen, you know, Tom, Karen, how can y'all be joyful and be so honoring, you know, and point a light to God in this? And basically the message to them is it's inspiring. Right? God, in all things, God works for the good. And so if you've been one that's flooded, you have an opportunity in your crisis to glorify God, because keep holding your head up, keep finding joy and peace in God, and let people help you, and you don't know how much good you do for the kingdom by doing that. Matthew 25:35, we've read this, you've heard this a lot in your life, haven't you? Where Jesus talks about the sheep and the goats, and on judgment day, those going into heaven, he says, You're going in because I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. It might as well say I was flooded and you helped me. Right? And that's so we've read that and we've taught that and we have trained for that. And now we get to live it. Now we get to help people. The cleanup is coming. And church, what we're doing over here is one thing. We may have help from another organization in the church based out of Ohio. They may be able to come in, but that's a little bit in the air right now, partly because they've been, where they're located in Ohio, Dayton area, they were hit very, very badly with storms. So now they're set up to help all across the country, and now they're needing to receive it. And so they're in quite a position right now, and there are other places in our area, Muskogee, Fort Gibson area, there are other places that they may have to send people and limited resources. So we may get extra help in cleanup, but we may not. So church, in addition to what's going on across the street, we're going to need to be rallying. We will have times where we say, hey, we're going out today. Meet at the church at you know, such and such time. If you can come, boots, gloves, tetanus shot, right? Buckle up, church. It's about to get real. So, but we're in this. We're in this for the long haul, and we've said God is good and he will provide. And now we get a chance to hold our head up and really show it that he will provide. Ephesians 2:10 says, you were made for this. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. It's why God made us. It's how he designed us. If there's something in you that says, I want to help, that came from God. It's God's design. We're made in his image. Isn't that neat? It's how God made us. And honestly, I have been inspired by you this past 10 days, by your response. Every time we ask, you respond. Every time we have a need, you step up. And I was just told coming in, one of our members, she had someone ask her. She said, "Hey, now you go to that church where Tom and Karen Sism go, don't you?" She said, "Yes." And the woman said, "Let me tell you, that church is an amazing church. People." And our member said, "Well, you know, I knew that, but tell me why you're saying that." And she said, "But basically, she heard the story that Wednesday, 10 days ago, when evacuation started, you know, everything came so quickly, no one's prepared to evacuate." And Karen calls me and says, "Elliot, I don't know what to do, but we're going to try to get whatever we can get and get out. If anyone can come help, we can use the help. Boxes, we're all in a panic." And so, listen, God has prepared us. We have this church software now where we can send out mass text, mass voice, mass email. God has got us in the right spot because we did all that just for convenience. And we have all the bugs worked out. I mean, it works so well. And here comes a time where we truly need it. Anyway, send the word out. Within an hour, there's two loading trucks and a whole bunch of people. And this woman just heard the story. And church, that's what this is. When I was in need, you helped me. It's what Christ did when he was here. He said, you do it. And now we do it. And God is glorified. And I have to brag on you. If you've helped in any way, just be glad you could glorify God. There's no greater honor, is there? To be able to serve someone in God's name. So it's been a whirlwind. Let me tell you a little bit about the organization that's helped us out, because long story short, from the time of evacuations to the time that we were handing out items across the street was 1 week. 1 week. And so we decided that last Sunday, we said, come meet after services if you can help. And the only thing I knew at that time was we were about to get busy over there. And I had sign-up sheets printed. I barely did that. And I said, sign your name if you can help, right? If you can help coordinate something, do that. And from that time, then Tuesday we go over. Park Church of Christ is doing the same thing with the same organization out of Nashville. They're a couple steps ahead of us. We go over there, see what they're doing. Wednesday we unload a semi. Anyway, Thursday we hit the ground running. The group in Nashville is called Churches of Christ Disaster Relief. Let's see if I have a picture here. Disaster Relief. And they are out of Nashville, and they receive funds from members of the church all over. And they have a warehouse, and they're set up with 8 of those trailers, 2 semis. They're ready to go all the time. So the guys told me before, he said, hey, you give me the go-ahead, and in 12 hours I'll have a semi truck in your parking lot. And I said, well, give me a little bit more than 12 hours. I've got to get some people to unload this thing. And so, but we did that, and you did that, and listen, we couldn't do that just us, because we unloaded over $70,000 worth of items came out of that truck, and then the next day we're handing them out. We've served a little over 100 families. 100 families have come and received items from us. The most basic item is a box of food that's intended to feed a family of 4 for a week. And it's packed tight. If you've been on Facebook, social media, you may have seen the video showing what they do in Nashville. Big warehouse, assembly lines. I'm proud of our brethren over there, right? Because every person that works in that place, they have one item they stick in that box, same place every time. Anyway, they're packed tight. It's amazing. And we needed a forklift. It would help a lot. And so Sean Smith comes in a forklift in the rain, his tractor unloading. In a moment's notice, this is during the morning time. This is Wednesday morning. We have people coming and helping and unloading. Listen, I finally got to use Samuel Prater's muscles. This kid, it's like he's been 17 years old for about 8 years now, but we finally got to get these muscles helping. He was there lifting, moving, pulling, pushing. It was great. This is, we have a warehouse now, by the way. Do you know that, church? That's what it looks like. Amy and Kevin Harris asked me if I could use help the day that we're opening, which we do. Incidentally, I know some of you can relate to this, but I cannot till this week. If you've ever been so busy day after day that you didn't have time to eat, a lot of you I know live that way. I don't know how you do it, but let me tell you, preachers don't live that way. We eat. When it's time to eat, we stop and we eat. But this past week has literally been that for me. So Amy and Kevin said, hey, you need something? Yeah, I can use help. So they get our sign up. And some other things, and Wyatt has to tell, he's instructing Kevin there how to do that, get that done right. And then Amy's doing this with a baby strapped on her back. The day before when we're unloading, and I told Kevin after I saw this, I said, Kevin, listen, you probably already know this, but I'm just going to tell you, do not get into a physical contest with this woman, okay, because I saw her do something. We have tables across the street. And we have white ones that are pretty light, and I can move those with ease. That tells you how light it is. And we have brown ones that are heavy. They're heavy, okay? Brown ones, you don't just snatch one of those up without bending at the knees. And Then we have white ones that we serve food on normally. The big white, the tan ones, they're not white. They're tan and they're circa World War II, right? They're not like our levees that were not built to last this long. These tan tables were made to go a couple centuries, right? They are heavy. I call them the Widowmakers. And Amy, she had this baby on her back. I said, Amy, hold on, that's heavy. She grabs this table like this. Picks the whole thing up and walks with this baby on her back. I don't know how she did it. Ted, you should be proud. Anyway, we've had so much help. And this, you know, when I look at this, truthfully, it's an honor, church, when we help our community. It is truly an honor to serve people. And people have come with stories of tragedy. We have story after story after of what people are going through. And one couple, I'll just give you a couple real quick. But one couple, they were on vacation when their house flooded. Weren't even here. Everything's going on. They can't do anything. They can't put anything on a counter. They can't carry anything out of the house. They can't go grab their anything. Then we had a story that topped that. Another couple, same thing, except they were on a young couple on their honeymoon. And their house flooded. So... But Romans 8:28 is still true in all things. God works for the good, and God's working. And some people have, well, they did not have Jesus in their life before, but now they're praying. And I remind you, church, we need to be praying. We need to keep praying, don't we? We have rain in the forecast. We need to keep praying. As we work, because we need God's help in all of this. I have a video. I just want to show you a video, kind of what it looks like across the street. And video is worth 1,000 pictures. So, these are, if you're a picker, you will deliver items out just like this and call people's numbers, and they'll back their vehicle up, and we load them up, send them on their way. And it is an honor. If you're serving over here for the first time, come at 2, we'll train you. But church, we need to be praying, because people in our community that they don't know Jesus like we do, their lives may be changed. They may be changed. I heard someone on television talking about this is a... they lost everything. And the statement they made was that I guess it's a time that we'll start over. Well, it's a good time to start over spiritually too. And so we're about that, and be praying about that. That's what we... That's the highest thing that can come out of this, is someone's life changed by Jesus. Okay? Someday we will look back. Didn't start my timer today. You know what? According to my timer, I have preached 0 minutes right now. Let me start that. I got another 25, church. Someday we will look back on this tragedy of the flood of 2019, but we'll also talk about what all our God did in the flood of 2019, won't we? We'll talk about that. We will tell those stories. When it was evacuation day, when Karen gave me that call, and I'm sending out these messages, one of them of our church members, Dale Howard. If you don't know Dale, retired police chief from Cleveland area, and Dale and Pat have been with us a few years now. And Pat has been declining in her health. She's been on hospice for a number of weeks, and she is very near passing away right now, and she was 10 days ago as well. And so we send this out, but Dale calls me. He says, I've got a trailer, an enclosed trailer. This is me in a panic trying to help someone move out of their house. I'm not prepared for this, and I'm driving my Explorer over there to put stuff in it. Anyway, he said, I got an enclosed trailer. I say, I'm driving while I'm talking. That sounds good, Dale. I'll see if I can get a, you know, my pickup can't pull that. Maybe I can get somebody to pull that. He says, I got a truck you can take and pull it. I say, I'll be there in about 5 minutes. So I go over there, and Dale sends me off in this truck and trailer and five speed. Luckily, I know how to drive that, grinding gears a little bit, but we're going. And meanwhile, his wife is in the back room, right? And so, but that's what God does. He works through us in beautiful ways. And people showing up at different locations to help, it's beautiful. And then Zach texts me on that Monday, this past Monday, I believe, actually. This week seems like about a month. So anyway, my days are running together. But he texts me, he says, we should pray as a church. This was when this was still 275 or 80, however many thousand cubic feet. And he says, Elliot, just an idea, but we should pray as a church, like pray. And we did the next day from 6 to 7 p.m. It was a Tuesday that we did that. That was this past Tuesday, 6 to 7, that we prayed as a church. And I know others are praying all over. But I watched the radar that night. It was interesting. Radar comes through. We're just praying. God, I'm praying. Well, I'm hoping south of the dam, basically, because we don't need water in the lake. And at one time I looked at radar and where it was going, and two pieces of red and green are splitting the whole lake going around. When we pray and when you see things happen, is it a coincidence or does our faith say, thank you, Lord? And then the next day we have this, and you've probably seen these pictures. But we have these things the next day. And God is good. And he reminds us he's not on vacation. He's still there. He's still doing what he always does. And it is so comforting. James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. And this is, of course, couple thousand years ago, and a different scenario, but Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and so did we, and God answers. And we have rain in the forecast, but we have a God that is, he has power over all things, so we're going to keep praying. I want to brag on this person, as goofy as she can be sometimes. Good picture, right? But you ought to take a chance and walk over here and look at the window and between the hallway and her office. There's stuff all scribbled on that window because her and I this week she's been going above and beyond doing anything that would help. And so church, you need to be proud of our secretary. She does more than you know, and she's a blessing to us. We need to be praying. For those impacted, I love this. This is my favorite picture, and this scripture goes with it. Psalm 119:90 is that same rainbow. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. Isn't that good? I'm glad God's faithful. And so there's a lot to do. We don't have everything planned out, but we're doing it in real time. And just stay with us, church. We're going to need every one of us. We are still doing VBS. That's in 3 weeks. By the way, we normally can barely pull that off, and we feel like we can barely pull this off, and God's going to make it so we can pull both of them off. And we have had area churches offer to come help us with this across the street, so we may incorporate that soon. But church, it's good to be here this morning. I hope you're like me. A few minutes ago we're singing, and it just feels like God's pouring in. He's pouring in the Spirit, you know what I mean? The body's tired, but God's filling up the Spirit in us. And we're singing this song again, not by accident, but on purpose. It's a powerful song, and it's so perfect for times like this. And so this is our chance to praise God and say, God, we trust you. We trust you. Things are crazy, but you have it all figured out, and we trust you. So we're going to do that. If you have a need, we would love to lift your name up in prayer. Or if someone has never given their life to Christ, we'd love to help you become a Christian this morning. Let's, if you'd come while we stand and sing.
The trial.